Case number 9992, Judith M. Manspeaker, east of Sioux Drive, 490 feet north of Warwick Drive, being lots 6 and 7, Block C, within Warwick Park Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Leslie DePietro. I'm an attorney with Cerkovic & Ellis here in Georgetown, and I'm here tonight on behalf of the applicant, Ms. Manspeaker, who has submitted this variance request of 0.1 feet from the side setback requirement. Ms. Manspeaker acquired this property back in 1985 and constructed a residence on the property in 1986 pursuant to a certificate of occupancy. In approximately October of 2007, a survey was prepared for purposes of selling the property to the current landowners, Mr. and Mrs. Torres. It was not until this survey was prepared that either Mr. and Mrs. Torres or Ms. Manspeaker became aware of the violation. It is a de minimis encroachment in that it is 0.1 feet. Due to the unique shape of the property, there's no possibility that it can be developed in compliance with the code, as this would require removal of the structure. This hardship was not created by either the current owners, nor was it created or even known by Ms. Manspeaker, as the structure was constructed pursuant to a CO. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. If authorized, this variance represents the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification possible. Furthermore, if this variance is authorized, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
Okay. Address the standards for granting the variance very well.
Thank you.
You can't cut 0.1 feet off the corner of the house?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think they would address. Okay, are there any questions? Excuse me, for members of the board. Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burns? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, again, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting variance, and so I'd make a motion. We approve case number 9,992.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9,992. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.